moment that we have left, we want to talk right down to earth in a language that everybody here can easily understand.
Welcome to your weekly Monday night extravaganza. You are listening to Run DMC. Woo! You're listening to Really the Show live here on caveradiobroadcasting.com. I am Mikey.
I'm Walt.
I'm Heather.
Woo! And we also have in studio today the doctor. He's back.
Doctor.
Benny.
Hello.
It's what, 3 straight weeks
Hi,
now?
Benny.
Yep, I'm here again. I had to bring money this time.
Yeah.
They really wanted me to come this week.
He brought September.
He brought almost $300 for us today.
Yep.
This guy over here.
Really?
Ooh, you brought me a birthday present? That's what? So sweet.
Yeah, I didn't get a personalized check today.
That's too bad.
Well, run a fantasy football league with Benny in it and have him be the last person to pay.
Yeah, well, it's paid.
Because that's what happened.
Hey. Truth.
Hey, we're only halfway through. We're fine.
So we have some.
I should have been a dick and deactivated your brother's team this week because he beat me.
Oh yeah, I know. I saw that. He's like, "Well, I beat Walter." I go, "Yeah, I'm going to see him tomorrow."
Could have been a dick and like, nope. You know, it didn't count.
It didn't count.
I didn't have money.
It didn't count.
Your money yet?
Oy.
All the problems. So we got some. Probably have some extra listeners on tonight because we made a post. Oh, I guess my phone.
Mm. Look at that. What's up? Some of that. What are we doing?
So popular.
Dustin commented.
All these notifications.
Yeah. It was Dustin.
Hi, Dustin.
Dustin. What's up, brother?
He'll take some of that money.
What up, D? I bet you will.
Right?
Yeah, me too.
So we probably have some extra people listening tonight because we made an announcement that we are going to be having a conversation in regards to the Michigan 26 today.
Yes.
That announcement, you want to do it now or you want to do it a little bit later?
We can just get it out of the way.
Get
it out of the way.
Anticipation building? Nope. That motherfucker's going to drop right now.
Yeah, fuck it. I said I was going to announce it on the show at 10 o'clock. And
yeah, I'm really excited for this.
So
don't make the people wait. I've been waiting all day.
I'm shivering with
anticipation. The announcement.
I know.
Well, real quick, we have another person joining us. He was the first ever guest on my hockey show in the box. A good friend of mine.
Oh yeah, I wasn't a guest.
No, you were a co-host. You were filling. My good friend of mine, Phil.
In.
No pun intended.
I think that pun was extremely intended.
All the puns.
I was being sarcastic.
Yeah. Oh, okay. You're special.
I know.
You're great.
How you doing, Phil?
Hey, what's going on?
None chilling. Heather's taking selfies
over there.
Heather's selfies.
So
yeah. Drink.
Snort. Yeah, drink. Everyone drink.
Where's the bell?
There it is. There's the bell. So, Walt.
I fixed the bell. I swear I did.
Yes, you did. Walt, you have an announcement, sir.
I do. Now, as some of you know, who listen or I talk to on a regular basis, or any of my hockey friends, I decided, because I'm crazy, to do a charity hockey game next year. And not just any charity hockey game, a charity hockey game we're going to play for 26 straight hours. And it is called the Michigan 26 because I'm great at naming things.
Original.
Yeah, I know. Just look it up. There's no Michigan 26, I promise you.
He Googled it.
Yeah, just to make sure. I mean, I would have been really screwed if it had been a Michigan 26. Well, we got to do Michigan 27. We got to play 27 straight hours, guys. Sorry. I can't get the trademark. What do you want me to do?
Such is life.
No, but essentially, it's going to be a 26-hour hockey game, which is going to set the record for longest hockey game played in the U.S. and in Michigan. It will be held next year, which I'll get into that date in just a second here. And it's going to be benefiting three charities. One of the charities that it's going to benefit is Chive Charities, because I am doing this in partnership with the Michigan Chivers.
Boom!
They're going to be. Mikey has been already helpful to me with doing this right now with the little things with the few things that we've done. There's going to be two other charities. I will be announcing those two in the coming weeks. Just waiting on some final things here.
We have Shannon is looking into something right now.
Okay.
So as soon as Shannon has her decision made, we will know.
Yeah. So and the third charity, it's going to be a more personal charity for me, but I'm still waiting to talk with some people before I can make anything an official announcement with that. However, last week, as I said on the show, I finally have two things that I thought would be the easiest thing to get: a date and a rink.
Were those two anything easy to get?
They were not.
No, it is not.
They were not easy. They were the opposite of easy.
Nope. That's probably one of the hardest things.
I mean, yeah.
Chastity belted up.
Yeah, I mean, it's no. Like. I mean, let me tell you, if getting a rink
Walter
and
Dangerfield over here.
let me tell you something. if getting a rink and a date for this charity game were a college girl, she go to BYU. All right, oh. She would not go to Michigan State or Central. Oh. Let me tell you.
I get no respect.
Oh. I think you might have told me three or four different rinks and times in the past month or so.
Because it was three or four different rinks and three or four different times, because I got told so many different things.
Yeah.
It's not even...
You got me excited a little bit for the Joe, then you ripped the carpet right underneath my feet, man.
Well, the Joe, It was worth a shot, wasn't it? I mean, yeah, I gave it a shot. I mean... I tried. I was like, hey. But anywho. Because I want to make sure I get this right when I say it.
Okay.
Because it's a weird name. Because I keep saying it wrong out loud when I talk about it. I talked about it with a few people, I say it wrong out loud.
Oh, the rink name?
Yeah. Oh. My phone's being a dick. So, okay, real off topic. Anybody who has a fucking Android, if you got the update, does your phone fucking suck balls too?
Every one of them.
No, mine's,
no mine's
nice.
Good.
Mine's
Christ.
Good.
Android?
Yeah, the S6.
I don't know. Android's fine.
Yeah, I'm good.
I got the update, and my phone runs like asshole now. It's not even like...
Honestly, most of them do. I've been hearing that's been a problem.
Yeah, I don't know. Mine seems to be working fine.
Yeah, well, aren't you just
updated
special?
It?
Yeah, I had to do the fucking update. I did the update.
I shouldn't have did that.
Stupid update.
Yeah, well, you know.
Stupid update.
Living and learn. So anyway, the rink, there was a lot of talk about different rinks. I talked to several different rinks, and everyone, when I talked to them, they were like, yeah, this sounds great. We can't wait. And then when it came down to like setting things up, and it was like, oh, apparently you can wait.
No, oh, all right.
Yeah, we'd love to work with you. Oh, thank you. Sweet. I'm getting progress. 2 weeks later.
I'm sorry.
Hey. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We forgot about that. We got to bring it up to these people. Okay. A week later. Hey.
We didn't mean to tell you, yes. We lied to you.
But after a lot of work, and I have to give a special shout out to a good friend of mine, Will, who really helped me out with this one.
Yay, Will.
He does a lot of charity work himself, and he knows the guys personally at the rink that we're going to be using. He got me in contact, straight contact with them, and he did all the contacting for me. Pretty much just told those guys, hey, talk to this man right now. It will be held at the Eastside Hockey Arena, and that.
How do you get that wrong?
Because I was expecting Eastside Hockey Ice Arena. Oh. There. Yeah, see?
Oh, you forgot the ice.
Yeah, Eastside Hockey ice Arena.
How do you forget the ice? It's a hockey game.
No, well, no.
Eastside Ice Hockey Arena?
Eastside Hockey Ice Arena. No, because I keep saying, because I would say Eastside Ice Hockey Arena or Eastside Ice Arena or Eastside Arena.
But it's Eastside Hockey Ice Arena?
Yes.
So basically, hockey ice.
For the East.
Seems like
for,
they got it backwards.
Right. Yeah, right. That's what, yeah, thank you. Phil, yeah. Understand. He's no, the I hockey completely guy. Agree. Yeah. Yeah.
So no, basically,
I,
it's.
No,
it's
no, I get it.
Ehiya.
Yeah.
Ehiya.
Yeah, and.
Ehiya! Hello! Ehiya!
And they're located right off really? Of Mac on Canyon yeah. Street. It's formerly the Grosse Pointe Ice Arena.
I was going to say, I've never been to that rink, so they must have changed the name.
Yeah, yeah. It used to be the Grosse Pointe Ice Arena. They just recently changed it. The new foundation, the Eastside Hockey Foundation, they're the ones who run that rink. It's actually a gorgeous rink. I was just in there. I've been in there quite a bit over the last, months.
It's Mac and Canyon?
Well, it's right off of Mac, but it's on Canyon. Like, it's on Canyon Street proper, because it's behind a McDonald's.
Oh, okay. I have, boom, there it is.
Yeah.
No, I was looking at the map, and yeah, they're calling it the Grosse Pointe Community Ice.
Yeah, that's what it used to be. Yeah, that's its old name, yeah. But it's...
It's so new, it's not even updated on the internet.
Right.
Yeah.
That'll be fine.
I will be working with those guys, and out of their rank, and since I've talked to them, they've been really accommodating. They're gonna help me out a lot with doing different things. Now, I sent these guys an email every single day for about 6 weeks at the same time every day, 12:40 p.m. Sent them the same email.
Yep. I remember.
Yes, I do recall this conversation.
Yeah. So, but now the guy, he apologized to me and everything, and I chatted with him. Yeah. And
aww, that's cool.
And one of my biggest concerns with doing this was going to be cost. And so I was like, well, I just need a rink so I can start talking and getting sponsorships, getting corporate sponsors and everything, trying to get this thing off the ground, get it going. They're waiving the fee.
Completely?
That's completely. Awesome.
No, they're not taking any money from me at all.
Sweet.
That nothing.
No money out of my pocket.
Wrong. Wrong. Wrong.
For ice time at least.
Yeah. There's still going to be a fee. For all players, but it won't be a fee. It's going to be a donation. It will still be a donation, and it will go directly towards the three charities. This is 100% nonprofit now. I mean, because the only thing that I was going to look for money for was to pay for ice. Since that is no longer an issue, it is completely 100% nonprofit. Every single dime that is raised for this event will be going towards the charities. Which is a big thing for me personally, because I want to get that out there to everyone so that there aren't any questions or anything, because I, you know, being friends with Dane and Colin and Tyler and seeing all the things that they did with Detroit to Austin, which was a big motivator for me to really kind of get this thing going, seeing what those three guys did. I can't ride a bike for that long, so I'm doing my own, doing it the best.
Doing
what I know how to do.
You guys have a Twitter?
What?
Does Michigan 26 have a Twitter?
Not currently.
Oh.
Soon to be.
It will, though.
Soon to be, yeah.
It's en route.
Yeah, well, because I didn't really have anything really to announce or talk about yet. And so I felt the Facebook page was just enough for right now.
Oh, here's the Facebook page?
Yes, facebook.com/Michigan26.
Jeez, dude.
You should like the page.
I've already liked it, Phil.
Yeah, really.
Where have you been?
I don't know. Yeah. Apparently not on Facebook.
Yeah, clearly. But so, and now the date... I was shooting for a springtime date, but that's not possible because I mean, all these rinks, they have house leagues and teams that play out of that, and that's like prime playoff time, and tournament time is like springtime. So we're pushing it back, and also I'm I don't want to take ice away from the kids.
Yeah,
you know, like
trickle out of kids.
Yeah, Phil doesn't. Phil's fuck your kids.
Why no. take it? Hey, it's for charity, though. So.
Yeah, right. So it's going to be June 11th.
I can't go. I'm just kidding.
Bummer.
No!
Cut her mic.
No!
There, it's gone.
Yeah. I don't look for you to do anything with me anymore. Because,
damn!
I
mean,
you know, stood me up. And my son. Thanks, though.
Wow. We'll talk about this later.
Yeah, we will.
Oh, my God.
Well, we do have the rest of the show.
Yeah.
Gloves will be dropped in the parking lot.
So it will be June 11th and 12th. That is a Saturday and Sunday. And like I said, we're going to be going for 26 straight hours, playing a game 26 straight hours.
If I can make it.
You better be able to make it.
No, I meant I'll be there, but if I can make it that long.
I mean, well, here's it. Well, I'm gonna get working on a sign up on a website and everything this week. I'm not gonna expect everyone to say, yeah, I'll play for all 26 hours. I will give everyone an option with how many hours. I would like for everyone who plays to commit at least three. To come out at least play 3 hours.
That's feasible.
I would like
that's everyone all you're asking?
At least 3 hours. At the very minimum.
If I could skate, I would skate. I can help out in the background though.
Well, I mean, can you coach?
I can coach.
Now, I'm gonna need some help because now I have a date. I have a rink. Now this is where all the fun starts. So all our listeners out there, anyone who wants to help, anyone who has connections with anybody from Red Bull to Gatorade, because you're gonna have a bunch of guys playing a long time. My goal, I'm gonna state it right now. My goal is to play 20 hours.
Your goal?
My goal is to play 20 hours.
Whew.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Yeah, that's
eight. Everybody's got goals, and that's his.
I want to make it 20 hours. That is my thing. I mean, I'm not expecting anyone else to do that, but that's just because this is something that I'm passionate about, and it's given me a reason to play hockey.
Like, I'm gonna need some sleep in that time, so I might get like 10 hours in, maybe.
Hey, that's fine, man. Whatever you can do. But anyone,
not even 13, huh?
Pussy. 10, maybe.
Can we do half?
Depends.
Jeez.
Depends. The adult diaper.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Way to lowball.
Now, my goal is, and hopefully within the next 2 weeks, we'll be able to make an announcement for this. I'd like to get our first fundraiser for the event going. I'd like to do something next month. I'll talk more with you about that off air or tomorrow. Well, you don't do anything, so I can talk to you. You're free.
Oh, that was good.
What you said to me today at lunch. Doing anything.
When I say it, it's funny. When you say it, it's insulting.
Come on. It's true.
It's all right, over
facts
there, Eeyore.
Damn it.
Facts are made. Mikey, if you're not doing anything, you want to run across the gas station.
What do you do? What exactly is it that you do here?
I just talk on the
nothing
mic.
Anymore.
I at least write checks. Yeah. Shit.
Yeah, eventually.
You're damn good at it.
Hey, at least they got here.
True. True. Hey, at least Mikey got here.
Barely.
No, so I'm throwing it out there because I've never planned an event like this. I mean, my experience in planning things were I planned parties when I was in college. And by planning, I mean we decided we're going to have a party and we're going to tell people.
Mm-hmm. Biggest decision.
That's basically what it is.
Well, yeah.
Biggest decision is what the keg's going to be, and that's it.
Yeah.
Who's bringing it? That's what I want.
Exactly.
Yeah. Benny.
Who am I looking for?
Your beer distributor.
Don't worry. I got some things in my mind.
Yeah. So and Benny, I would also like to talk with you about maybe doing something at your business as your establishment as well, a little bit down the line here for this as well.
Sounds good to me.
I'm going to, so here's the thing. If we're friends, even if we're friends on Facebook, we're casual friends. I expect me to come ask you to help me with certain things. You can say no. I will not make you feel guilty. It's just, you know, that you hate charity. you hate helping others. That's your business. I'm not judging
whatever.
You. Okay.
It's like the fucking episode of South Park at Whole Foods. Yeah. Every time you went in there, the line was like, would you like to donate a dollar to end world hunger?
Just take your change out of the starving kid's mouth. you have to take the bread out first. You have to really pull it.
Yeah. She's really hungry.
So bad.
Oh, so fucked up.
I know.
And then they finally gave a dollar. He's like, hey, everyone, this gave us the dollar. The minimum amount that you could give, this man donated to end world hunger. I'm going to put your name on the wall. It was like 50s, 20s, 100s. Oh, here's the dollar one. It was just him.
That is so funny. Yeah.
That's fantastic.
So I'm honestly, I'm going to ask as many people as I can because, like, this is a pretty big thing to take on by yourself. And even if I did not have a life, even if I didn't have a life, I kicked the can underneath.
That game is sold.
Kick the can.
Who still plays that?
Me.
Walter.
I like to play.
This would still be a lot to do, but considering the fact that, I mean, I do work, My whenever people ask me what do I do, like,
quit making fun of me.
We can do
an
80s montage where everybody, you know, is off and together at the end. We're like, yeah, we're all together to do this.
Yeah, I mean, whenever people ask me what I do, I say, well, I work part time and I'm a part time worker and a full time father because that's honestly what I do.
It's a true story.
I have a lot of time that I really don't have, or if I have time, there's a time limit on what I'm doing, which is I love. I don't dislike it or anything, but I mean when it comes to planning something like this, you need as much help as you can. And like I said, I'm working in connection with the Michigan Chivers, and I know Mikey has said to me that he will make sure that they will help me with doing it with ever I need help, as long as it's feasible.
I didn't say shit.
No. I want to help.
Fuck you. Oh, no.
You're not even going to be there.
Yeah.
You already said you can't make it.
I was joking.
I don't know if you... Watch.
Mm-hmm. I'll be there.
A week before, Heather's going to go, oh.
I forgot about that vacation I planned. Yeah.
Screw charity. I'm going to Jamaica.
It's my grandma's best friend's dog's birthday. I have to go to the party.
My family would kill me if I missed this.
It's 26 hours long, too. I can't do it.
It's exactly 20. Actually, it's 25 hours, but it's going to take me an hour to drive back.
You guys.
You guys. And so right now, the start time, we're going to get the festivities and everything going at about 1 o'clock.
For the game?
Puck drop's going to be about 2.
Okay.
At 1 o'clock, because I mean it's gonna be a real hockey game, and if you know referees,
I know a lot of those
who don't mind working for free.
I might be able to get one or two up here. Hockey referees.
I'm gonna work. Like I said, I'm gonna work at there's a lot of local restaurants and stuff around that area. I'm gonna talk to and see if they can hook us up with food or something. I'm going to do my best to make sure everyone's at least hydrated.
June 11th, 2016?
Yes.
All right. I'm sending a message right now to my ref guy.
Do, 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 do.
You can see what I got on my referee list of people.
Nice.
I love it.
Mm-hmm.
Love it. Already coming together.
My brother might know people.
So yeah. As far as the Michigan Chivers end of it, we are coming up with one of the three charities. Obviously, Chive Charities is not the main one because they're all getting an equal amount. We're coming up with one of the charities, and this is going to be a very large event for us. You know, we've been talking about doing something huge, doing something large. When Dane, Tyler, and Colin, you know, did the old Detroit to Austin thing, that was them. You know, I mean, yeah, we helped out, you know, and we raised a very large portion of the money for it, but it wasn't us. You know, that was Dane, Tyler, and Colin. You know, it was the idea bred from Colin and Dane having fucking Cipino's pizza. So what was mentioned in the festivities and everything, like an hour before, I would like to try and do 2 hours before, because because you got to think, even if it's a regular hockey game, doors usually open 2 hours prior.
Yeah,
you know, and then you get people start coming in. We get that definitely have people looking at, because we're trying to do our damnedest to get fucking auction items, things from the Chive. We're going to talk to different hockey players. We're trying to get donations and things like that. Maybe something from the Joe.
And that's one of the bit, because I want to make it like, I mean, it's going to be it's a hockey game, but I mean there's going to be a lot of downtime too, right, in between, because I mean we're going to have to get the ice resurfaced.
Yeah.
every couple hours, you know, because you're not just going to go out there and play on shitty ice. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you could, but you're probably setting yourself up.
I will not. I will protest.
Yeah. So, you know, this way, you know, if we get it open 2 hours prior, you can sit down, you can find, you know, your seats and everything. Then you can also look around, but we'll have tables for auctions, all the things and everything like that, just so you can get acclimated with everything that's going on. Obviously, more details will come as to auction items, food. I know when Walt and I were talking about this, it was one ticket, get you in and out. Restrict the amount of time you come in and out.
Come and go as you please at that point.
Yep, because look, it's 26 hours. We don't. You get one ticket. We're not saying, well, you had to go home and go to sleep because you're a little fucking pussy. You know,
you don't get back in. Yeah,
no. Yeah, no. You come in for the first. You know. For the first 20 minutes, you could take off, you know, then you can come back later or you can come back the next day. You know,
I mean, you could even come hang out for all the pregame stuff, stay till puck drop, watch a little bit of the game, go home and come back for the last hour of the game if you want. I mean, we're going to be there.
We're not going anywhere.
Yeah. I mean,
Mr. 10 hours.
I'll sleep. Hey, just because I said I'll play for 10 hours doesn't mean I'm going to leave. I'm not going to leave the rink.
I'll
sleep in the locker room.
I'm going to be there the entire time. I mean, I'm going to be there longer than 26 hours. And just to let anyone know who's volunteering, I mean, I'm not anyone who wants to volunteer to help run stuff. Like, I mean, I'm going to need people to sit at the door.
Right.
You know, and take things at the door. And the beautiful thing is, it's going to, because I wanted to do it in like early spring, it's going to be summer. It's going to be gorgeous outside. Yep. So, I mean, we can probably set some things up outside in the parking lot. And yeah, I am in the process of work. I'm already kind of have a soft commitment for a food truck.
Ah.
Yeah.
So, do we really want to eat food truck food and play hockey?
Look, man, it's not for you, dog. It's for the people in the stands. Like, when they want to go get food.
I mean you can walk across the parking lot and go to McDonald's.
Yeah, you could do that, yeah. Yeah.
Because there's a parking lot. There's a McDonald's right across the parking lot. Just, like, yeah.
Is that much better, though?
I mean, look. I mean, it's pick your poison.
Yeah, you're right.
Literally.
You're right. So, yeah, there's... basically, look, the Michigan Chivers have something huge coming up in January. That is the Red Wings meetup, January 17th. We're going to watch the game against the Phillies.
Flyers.
Sorry.
Is it a mix?
I was thinking Philadelphia.
Mm-hmm. Baseball, hockey mix, folks.
Bocky.
Bocky. Sound like a kid who can't pronounce H's.
I want to play Bocky. Or
aluminum.
We just created a new sport like basketball. But
yeah, we can do it.
It's been done.
I mean, Babcock's wanted bigger nets. Let's get him coaching one of these teams. Like, the net's really large.
Boom.
So, yeah, I mean, obviously more details and everything will come as time goes on. But the major announcements today were the dates, which is June 11th and 12th.
Yep. Saturday, Sunday, boys and girls.
And the rink, which is the East Side Hockey Ice Arena.
Yeah. See?
Tongue twister.
Well, I was trying to remember if side was in there or not.
E-S...
ESI.
Are you missing a what?
No. East Side Hockey Ice Arena.
You're flip flopping the I and the H.
Think of it. It's hockey arena.
It's supposed to be ice hockey arena, but they call it hockey ice arena.
Stupid. ESHIA.
Ashia
at the Ashia. That's perfect.
It's the electronic Shia that we're going to.
The E-Shia.
It's like
sounds
email.
Like a porn device.
Say, you know what? Heather would know.
It sounds like a sex toy.
Whoa, hey now.
Does it vibrate, Heather?
Damn.
That whole drawer does.
She's got shit on the chip sidewalks.
And blonde's teeds.
What?
That's right. I said blonde's teeds because they're stupid. So they suck a vibrator that's metal, and it chips their teeth.
Well, that's just stupid.
Yeah, but because they're blonde, they would also say teeth. My teeth is chipped.
Yeah, anyway. Moving on.
I get it now.
Yeah, it took you too long. Jokes are never funny when you have to explain. Right,
so, so once again, anyone out there, I think I'm pretty much just going to use this platform to make any major announcements that we're going to have coming through. I mean, also there's probably going to be a few surprises as well. Some things that we won't announce and just kind of like surprises. Hey, you got to show up. We got this, or like we got this really cool thing we're doing. Got to show up to see what it is.
Show up.
Ooh,
you know, that's how you get them in the door.
Yeah.
And you can go on Facebook. We're on Facebook, facebook.com/Michigan26. Twitter. Give that page a like.
Twitter to come.
No, that's another Twitter account I got to run. God damn.
Yeah, tell me about it. Oh, shit. I got, oh, my God. I got like 5 Twitter accounts right now that I'm running. Yeah.
Well, you've got the time. Yeah, that's true.
So, hey, real quick, new amendment to the drinking game: one drink every time someone makes fun of Mikey for not having a job.
why would this be an amendment? It's obviously going to change probably next show.
Temporary.
Damn. So yeah,
they've got a week up today.
It includes myself making.
And don't worry, we'll tally them if you do it on Facebook as well. For next
the
week.
Fucking yeah. What the fuck moment is going to be straight about me not having a job.
Heather, the
what the fuck moment. Heather and it's a combined what the fuck moment. Wait till you hear what the fuck happened on my last day of work.
Oh, I can't wait. I saw this. I wish I would have been up there because I would have hung out all day.
Oh, it was so good.
I got there after everything.
Walt
happened.
Missed every, Walt came and then left again, then came back. He missed both. Both events.
I forgot about the second one.
I didn't.
I didn't.
That gunt. So, yeah. So, all right, there you guys go. Michigan 26, facebook.com/Michigan26. June 11th, June 12th, starting around noon.
We'll say noonish.
We start around noon. We're going to have it's a fucking 26-hour-long hockey game. It's breaking the record in the United States for longest hockey game played. We're beating these fucks out in Denver because fuck Colorado Avalanche fuckers.
It's not Denver.
Oh, I thought it was Colorado.
Connecticut,
whatever. Oh. Starts with a C, same thing.
Connecticut, there? Other side of the state.
Ish. Me in the United States.
Yes.
Oh, country. Country. Yes, Dad's like, wait, we go to Kalamazoo?
I was like, I don't know. I mean, technically, you're right. It is on the other side of Michigan, too, so. But yeah, so we're breaking fucking records here, people. You want to be a part of it, go to Michigan, facebook.com/Michigan26, send a message, let us know what you're interested in doing. It could be volunteering, running, just sitting at an auction table, refereeing. You could be a door person. You could be somebody that helps with some of the charity stuff that's going on there.
I mean, you can, anyone who's a masseuse.
We know a couple of those, actually.
I'm not even saying that as a joke.
Oh, like, yeah. Players are going to have to lose.
Yeah.
Anybody that's willing to kind of come in and...
I'm going
to
sit in a massage chair for about 3 days after this.
I'm going to sit in a massage chair the entire time people are on the ice. Like, oh, well, such a hard job here.
I'm watching these. I'm holding it down.
Do you know how difficult it is not working? Oh. Give me right there. Everyone were like, why does Mikey still not have a job? It's fucking June.
Kirsten said, you know, sign me up. She'll bring her table.
Working, you know, doing what I do.
How do you get fired on your day off?
Straight up line. Uh-huh. So, Tommy, you mean to tell me you got a regular job like the rap? I'm just tired today, that's all. Tired from what, Tommy? Your job?
For company? They offered me the job.
Oh, I'm Tommy and Martin now.
Damn, Gina.
I was doing my last job.
Go downstairs and toast it.
Kirsten said that she will bring her table. She has a massage table, and she would love to do this.
She'd love to run a bunch of men down.
She wants to run some hockey players down, find a boyfriend.
Why doesn't she ever fucking offer me a massage?
She hasn't even given me one yet. So stand in line.
Well, I tell you what.
Get in line.
Learn to skate.
Yeah. See what being a hockey player brings you?
You got 9 months.
Yeah, you got time.
You got 9 months.
You got 9 months, but you know, it all happens in 9 months, too, so you just be careful.
I'm pledging myself for an hour.
You're going to put on a pair of skates?
Let's do it.
Do it. I'll do it.
I'd like to see this.
I used to rollerblade.
hey, hang on. I will fucking help you.
Yeah.
I'll help you.
I'm on Walt's team.
I'm on Walt's team.
Yeah.
Yeah, and speaking of teams, I'm gonna do.
Last time I played ice hockey, I think I was 9 years old.
When we do, as far as the teams are gonna go, it's gonna be somewhat random. However, when we have the sign up, if there's someone that you would like to, like you have a friend who you'd like to be on their team, you can like add that in, and more than likely, I'll try to make sure you can play with your friends if you want to, or you know what? And I'm even going to go to the flip side of it. If there's someone who you really want to make sure you play against,
hey,
oh, yeah,
there's that too,
yeah,
I want to play too. Against Mikey.
Damn it! Oh my god, I'm going to get boarded so hard.
No, what he's going to do?
Isn't that normal for you?
No. What he's going to do?
No, I'm not a plain asshole.
No.
I see what you did there. Nice
job. I didn't think Benny was going there.
Nope, know, sure wasn't.
I took it away.
Here it is. Ah, nope.
You that's don't where it landed.
But guy walks into a drum set.
Two drums and a cymbal fall off a cliff. But
Ah, that's fantastic.
Oh my god,
Peter walking
on the bridge. I thought it was gonna be another one of those. Yes. I'm like,
so yesterday I was at Twin Peaks and I was talking to one of the servers and she was like, tell me a joke. And I was like, bartender, a horse walks in the bar, bartender says, why the long face? She goes, huh? I was like, wait, what?
No, that's not the correct response.
She's like, I don't get it.
Oh boy.
And then I was like, three guys walk into a bar, fourth guy ducks. She's like, what? I don't get it. Heather, do you get that one?
Absolutely. I've said that before. Yeah.
Okay. So then I had to explain both of those to her. And then I was like, Pete and Repeat are walking on a bridge. Pete falls off. Who is left? She goes, Repeat? I said, Pete and Repeat are walking on a bridge. Pete falls off. Who is left? She goes, Repeat? Pete and Repeat are walking on the bridge. Pete falls off. Who is left? I don't know what you want me to say.
She gets me.
And the person sitting next to her was like, Repeat is the answer. So he's repeating the joke. And she's like, oh, ha, 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 ha. I just burst out laughing. I was like, you should come on our show. Oh, God.
She sounds amazing.
Yes.
I'm going to go to Twin Peaks and request her.
That's what they all are.
For the most part. All right, so are we ready to go into some news stories?
I'm sorry. I just saw this thing.
Yeah, I just saw this thing. Good thing we're on radio.
Yeah. Real quick. Okay. Real quick.
All you saw that.
There's this thing called Rumbler.
Oh, you didn't see this yet?
Rumbler?
The Tinder. Oh. It's like Tinder, but for fighting.
Yes.
Wait, what? Tinder, but for fighting?
And there's this guy, right, on like the little picture they have. They have this guy. I want to fight him.
So go on to it.
He's like this. He's like that stereotypical annoying white guy who listened to a rap CD like once, who's like probably 18 years old. He's got the way too big t-shirt on, the backwards hat.
I already want to kick his ass, and a
fucking chain and a rope chain.
Mac Daddy?
How do you pull?
He's wearing like a 3X shirt, and he probably needs a small.
Yeah, I saw this was announced earlier today. I was like, wow. Then Oscar Mayer came out with Sizzle, which is a dating app for bacon lovers.
No.
Oh my god! Sign me.
That's
up.
That's better.
Mikey, you already joined, huh?
Yeah. Oh yeah, bacon. I was really hoping it would pair me with like my perfect piece of bacon.
Kirsten, I hope you're listening because this is the app for you, lady.
I got tagged in this photo today.
Well, that's what happened. You should show everyone.
I'm going to show it while we're on radio.
So yeah, let's go into some news stories, guys.
News of the day.
Yes. So my first one comes from Iowa City, Iowa. And it's entitled, Man Eats Toilet Paper to Avoid DUI. Oh,
yeah. Seen it.
Seen that one.
Really?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. An Iowa man tried to avoid drunken driving arrest by eating toilet paper, police told KCRG-TV. According to the University of Iowa Department of Public Safety criminal complaint, an officer stopped 39-year-old Ross McDonald for going the wrong way down Market Street around 3:07 a.m. Sunday. Police said McDonald was extremely confused and was unaware he had driven the wrong way in a one-way. Police say McDonald was wearing a Halloween costume and had bar wristbands on. McDonald admitted to having two drinks and had slurred speech and other signs of intoxication. He also failed field sobriety tests, police said. KCRG-TV reported that police took McDonald to the University of Iowa Department of Public Safety Drunken Driving Processing Room. That was a long fucking name of something. Where he tried to eat toilet paper in an attempt to interfere with the breathalyzer. McDonald initially refused to take a breath test, but changed his mind after trying to eat toilet paper, police said. The breath test showed a blood alcohol content of 0.165, or twice the legal limit to operate a motor vehicle in Iowa. McDonald was arrested.
A point what?
1.165.
I'm going to say 1.65, huh? Man.
McDonald was arrested and charged with third offense drunken driving, a Class D felony punishable by up to 5 years in prison.
Mm.
So, okay, let me ask you guys a question. What in your fucking right mind, even what in your drunken mind would make you think, hey, you know what? Toilet paper will put this away.
I've got no words.
Yeah, I got nothing.
That's ridiculous. It's
ridiculous.
I'm just imagining him going, oh no, I don't want to take this.
What can I do to get out of this?
I don't want breathalyzer. No, just can I go to the bathroom? Thanks. Oh my god, there's toilet paper.
My ref buddy said he's loved to help out. He's putting it in his calendar.
Nice.
TP.
Yeah,
that'll be fine.
TP.
It'll never work.
It'll never.
I don't think it will.
Yeah, I don't even think it's going to
sell. Not even if it's triple sheeted.
No.
No way. Oh, extra fluffy, no way.
I mean, and also you're in jail, dude. You're wasting toilet paper.
Yeah.
that's not a good thing to do. Yeah. Not that I know or anything
about
that.
Taxpayers should be pissed.
Really? You dick?
Tax shitters should be pissed.
Other inmates are going to be pissed. You're already.
Yeah, did he?
Be least
I wonder if he did it in front of people.
There, I posted that pic to the Really Show podcast on Facebook. There you go.
Did he do it in front of the other inmates?
It didn't say. It just said that he was at the.
Because at that point, he deserves to get beat up.
Yeah, I would say so, but no. Someone else got a show.
I'm looking up strange and weird news stories, and like one of the ones that popped up, it's like plane crash in South Sudan kills dozens. How is that weird news?
Yeah,
that's not. No,
maybe it's where it landed.
Yeah, where'd it crash?
People died. I don't want to laugh at people dying in a plane crash. It's not their fault. It's just a video.
Oh, now you're watching the video?
No, it just.
So instead of
it crashed shortly after it took off from the airport. So I'm assuming just in some fucking field.
Yeah, that's not funny.
Yeah,
no, not at all.
That's not weird at all. NBC News.
I stand there and I took a picture.
NBC has bad jokes.
Are you guys all right over there? Just talk. Well, you guys have your own conversation going on, Mike. We're having a show over here. Yeah. Sorry for interrupting your life.
Somebody stole my toilet seat. I took a picture.
Oh yeah.
Somebody stole your toilet seat.
Yeah.
At your restaurant you work at, right?
I think
no. This is at home.
I think I have one.
Wait, no, time out. You saw what?
Who's? I'll show you in a minute.
Okay. Say, okay. Go ahead, Heather.
Florida man selling snake pizza, a solution to the invasive python problem. A Florida man has come up with a great idea to deal with the state's invasive python problem and bring in publicity to his pizza chain at the same time.
Ooh.
He's now selling a snake pizza made from wrangled non-native Florida pythons.
Yeah. Sounds good.
The I'd Florida eat snake pizza. Chef, Brad Francis, that's my friend! Wait, what? I literally have a friend named Brad Francis.
And he makes snake pizzas.
Yeah.
I hope not.
How about that for a pickup line with the ladies?
Don't eat his pizza.
You guys want to eat my snake pizza?
You want to eat my python?
Yeah.
You want to swallow my python?
Let's do it.
Pizza?
Stop. Oh my god. If Hulk Hogan wasn't a racist, he could be like their spokesperson. Let me tell you something, brother. I got the 26-inch pythons. 22-inch pythons. Feeds a family of six, brother.
Oh man.
Go ahead.
Oh, that's pretty much it. Just goes on to say that he's calling it the Everglades Pizza. Who the fuck would buy that?
I would.
Would buy a snake pizza.
Fuck yeah, I would.
It's not an actual snake.
Yes, it is. made from wrangled non-native Florida pythons.
Oh, well, people eat snake all the time.
Okay, first and foremost,
like chicken.
How do you know he's properly serving this snake? You don't know how to cook a snake, A. B.
How do you know?
How do you know he knows?
How do you know he doesn't?
Yeah.
Tastes like you're going to take that risk like from chicken. These wrangled...
Wrangled? How do you know the people at a popular wing place in downtown Detroit know how to cook wings?
Because it has to be inspected by the health inspector.
So does the place in Florida.
It doesn't sound
like it.
It
could be delicious.
He's making a snake pizza. I don't think
people
he's
eat snake all the time.
I understand that, but he's finding these off the ground. This is like roadkill.
They're wrangled.
You're making a roadkill.
No, they're wrangled.
They're wrangled up, so it means like the
like trapped.
Caught them.
Yeah, they're trapped.
I'm thinking mangled.
Oh my god!
Let's turn that M upside down.
Okay.
Sit quietly and collect.
It's not like he's collecting dead snakes off the side of the road.
They're wrangled.
Like you'd wrangle a cow or a herd of cows.
That's what I was picturing. Okay.
Hey, fellas, Heather's still single.
Yeah, so if you want to hang out with anybody.
Yeah, if you want to hang out.
Oh, yeah.
In my defense.
If you want to hang out with
wrangled, you don't get a defense
there's
on
none.
This one.
There's no defense on that one.
In my defense, wrangled sounds bad, too.
Yeah, but... No, even if you even if you replace the M or the W with an M, then it'd be wrangled.
Better would be a wrestler for TNA, Mr. Angled.
Wrangled.
Wrangler.
A wrangler.
Mr. Angle.
Walt, you have one?
All right, yeah. I'm going to go with this local story came out last week. A lot of people have shared it and talked about it. Out of Grand Haven, Michigan.
Oh, God. Here we go.
Christmas story coming out of Grand Haven, Michigan, as residents at the small town shocked and disturbed by Marjorie Reynolds, 91, who's described as a quiet, elderly woman.
Oh, my God, that's my aunt.
I have an aunt with that same exact name. I'm going to call her an aunt.
Don't.
Mikey's aunt was described as a quiet, elderly woman.
With a job.
Taking shots at himself.
Everybody
drink.
With as strangers and neighbors as they walk by, but Reynolds had a more sinister nature, as neighbors are learning. After 19 missing neighborhood cats were found dead in her home.
Oh!
Not just dead, however, but skinned and cured. With some of them made into purses.
With a last name like Reynolds, I would have thought she totally didn't own a Chinese restaurant.
Mikey. Mikey, call your grandma and tell her to relax.
Yeah, right?
Man.
Yeah. Yes, purses. No, go away. God damn it. Mother.
Hey, grandma.
Fucking phone.
Yes? Okay.
Why are you fucking skinning cats?
And making purses. Reynolds explained to authorities in her recorded confession that she had taken up a hobby of arts and crafts.
With dead cats.
Yeah. Reynolds said the neighborhood cats would come to her all the time, so she would feed them. But it was when one of the neighbor's cats died that she brought it into the house and decided not have it to go to waste.
Oh, wait.
Put the lotion in the basket.
So,
she said the first handbag turned out so beautiful that she kind of got hooked on it.
It's skinned cat. How is that beautiful?
She's still denying that she killed any of the cats, just that they all mysteriously died, but were having trouble believing her.
Natural causes.
19 cats is a whole lot of dead cats. Reynolds reportedly has a history of dementia, and family members are saying that her mental issues definitely played a role.
Yeah. Can we find a picture of one of these purses?
It's got to have it.
It's on Craigslist.
That's on Craigslist.
Oh, my God.
You were walking down a street with the cat skin purse. He smiled at me.
Oh, look, it's a calico. Oh, is that a Siamese? Oh, the Asian version.
I don't know. He just got really into the song Walk Like an Egyptian. So we assumed they had cat purses.
Oh, my God. So I sent a video.
Oh.
And this is
Sent it where?
Okay, so in, yeah, we're just in the it? Chat. Just in the it. Chat, yeah.
Okay.
So, okay, everyone's
pull it up now.
Everyone's heard about the whole the fucking controversy right now about Starbucks coffee cups.
Yeah,
honestly,
dude,
no,
what? Honestly,
I honestly haven't.
Me.
I honestly okay, haven't
I haven't really seen or heard.
All right, so here's
it's
the deal.
So
because
Starbucks went with a minimalist design. Don't play that yet. Don't play that yet.
Age of political correctness, we become so open minded.
Okay.
All right. So Starbucks went to
Stop talking. Stop cutting your promo. Stop cutting your promo.
Yeah.
Jeez.
All right.
This is NXT.
The Bucks of Star decided to go with a minimal cup. They took off all the fucking snowflakes and the holiday stuff, and they just made it a red cup with a green and white Starbucks logo on it. That's it.
Yep.
If you look at Starbucks past cups, there really wasn't holiday imagery on there. There was skates. There was snowflakes. It's not like it had Santa Claus or
like
Christmas trees or anything like that. You know what I'm saying? It's like, it wasn't.
I was wondering what all that shit was about going on the.
Yeah. So people are up in fucking arms right now saying that Starbucks.
I didn't know about any of this because I'm not a white girl.
You're intelligent.
No, I don't go to Starbucks.
Facebook
I'm not a white girl.
No, my Facebook blew up with it today.
I saw somebody post something about the red cup. I'm like, I don't. I was like, I just clicked
sort of
this,
meme.
But I don't care.
I thought it was just some stupid meme, so I just passed by it. It's like, oh, Starbucks, keep going.
Yeah. So anyway,
it's
Starbucks.
First thing that popped up when
so
I searched.
So now this fucking thing, this video comes up with this. Now, this is a pastor who had already caught controversy when there was this huge fucking, this huge fucking thing about guns. He said he teaches his daughter to shoot and stuff like that. Like she's five or something like that. And it's like, okay, cool. That's not a problem. Like, I don't understand why you're being a responsible gun owner. It's not like you're telling your kids to carry blah, blah, blah or anything like that. But so now he's come out with this video and it's a minute 18 seconds long and it's just fucking stupid.
Hey guys, what's up? Josh Firstein here. You know, I think in the age of political correctness, we become so open-minded, our brains have literally fallen out of our head. Do you realize that Starbucks wanted to take Christ and Christmas off of their brand new cups? That's why they're just plain red. In fact, do you realize that Starbucks isn't allowed to say Merry Christmas to customers? Well, I decided, instead of simply boycotting, well, why don't we just start a movement? So when I went in and I asked for my coffee, they asked for my name, and I told them my name is Merry Christmas. So guess what? Starbucks, I tricked you into putting Merry Christmas on your cup.
I'm so fucking smart. No.
Hang on.
Wait. No. My brain hurts right now.
Keep going. We can make fun of him as he's talking. I promise. He's going to give
being
you more.
Americans and Christians around this great nation.
This is a joke, right?
Go into Starbucks and take your own coffee selfie. And then I challenge you to not
take
only share this video
coffee,
so that the word gets out, but let's start
so
a movement.
Annoying.
And let's call it, I don't know, hashtag Merry Christmas Starbucks.
Yeah.
And I know that by sharing this video and getting other Christians to do it,
I'm
well,
so in on
I
this.
Guarantee that we can
like
make this go around the world. And
bag.
Starbucks, guess what?
Oh, here's
just to offend you. I made sure to wear my Jesus Christ shirt into your store, and since you hate the Second Amendment, I even carried my gun.
He's such a rebel.
Moment. Choose to not be politically correct, just correct. Share the video, like, comment below.
What a fucking idiot.
Thoughts. God
He's
bless.
Such an asshole.
A really, really beautiful day.
It's so fucking dumb. Like, so fucking dumb.
I want to curb stomp him.
This motherfucker is. Okay, first off, this dude is a pastor. So he's a Christian pastor. He has his own fucking, like, the whole church has a fucking thing on Facebook and stuff like that. The amount of ignorance he is spewing to the people that think he is an
idol. The voice
of
reason.
Yeah. Is fucking mind-boggling. I cannot fucking fathom for the fucking life of me why this guy thinks that everything he's doing is the right thing to do. So I'm gonna offend you by wearing my Jesus Christ shirt in there. Oh, also I'm gonna carry my gun, and I tricked you, made you write Merry Christmas on a cup. You didn't trick anybody. You told them your name was Merry Christmas.
Yes.
So they wrote Merry Christmas.
I'm gonna go in there and say Hanukkah.
Yeah, there's no fucking. Now I would love to see them try.
But
to
the
spell
thing,
Hanukkah.
The thing
oh,
that
yeah, right,
Chinooka.
The thing that really pisses Kwanzaa. Me off about it is the fact that Starbucks is not against Christmas.
No,
for the love
not.
Of God, they are not against Christmas.
No,
they are just trying to be politically correct for everybody.
But
PC, bro.
No, but see, the thing is, like, okay, like if you look up old Starbucks coffee cups,
the red fucking what happened with the red Solo cup? I mean, somebody. Everybody pissed off about that.
Everyone's angry that they fucking took the imagery off the cup.
Toby Keith.
But the imagery wasn't fucking.
It was winter.
Yeah, it was winter.
Winter
shit.
Snowflakes.
Ice skates. There was like a UFO on it. No, dead fucking serious. If you look it up, there was like it's like this.
There was a UFO on a holiday cup.
It was like it looked like a little fucking UFO.
So
and
the
I was
aliens
like,
were attacking during Christmas.
Weird. You said what?
Aliens were attacking during Christmas?
Well, look, man, everyone wants presents, don't they?
Yeah. It's just so irritating. Like, people like that seriously piss me the fuck off.
It's fucking stupid.
I will never fucking comprehend the stupidity.
I swear to God, if I hear anybody tell the barista that their name is Merry Christmas, I'm going to take their coffee and shove it down.
Ask to see their ID first, because their name might be Merry.
Yeah, you might want to ask.
Christmas.
I won't give a fuck.
That's your real name? Yeah. Fuck you! Who would name you that?
When I worked at the Shenanigans...
Your fucking name's not Merry Christmas!
when I worked at the Shenanigans in Kalamazoo, I was in charge of the marquee that was out on the side of the road. Mm-hmm. I put Merry Christmas, and somebody came in and says, you can't put that on there.
What?
I said, you go take it down. I said, I'm going to say Merry Christmas.
I'm not going to give you
a Happy New Year. Dustin,
here's the thing. I don't understand why people give a shit what anyone says. I understand that
we celebrate religions. Christmas in this country, and if you don't like it, get the fuck out.
But see, we celebrate everything in this country.
Exactly. What difference does it make?
So the fact that you're upset someone wrote Merry Christmas means that you feel you should be able to just write Happy Hanukkah or Happy Kwanzaa.
Oh, I do like Kwanzaa. You know, I just like to say it, though.
But it's like so...
Kwanzaa.
I will never understand, because it's just the whole fucking elitist view. Like, no, what you're doing is wrong. It should be my way. Well, most likely your way is your way because it's your elite way. And you're saying pissed off that somebody's doing their way because they want to do it.
It's in your way, it's wrong in my way. So what about that?
Right. And everyone's all like, oh, we got to be PC. No, I don't want to be.
Walt's quiet about this one.
Yeah. Dude, Walt's annoyed as fuck right now.
I know he is.
He hates
stupidity. He does not like that guy. He put his mic up and everything. That guy, what's his name? You pissed off Walt. Good job.
Pastor.
Dipshit.
Fuck-twat McFuckity Dick.
Pastor Dipshit.
Pastor Fuck-twat McFuckity Dick.
Here's the thing.
Joshua Fernstein.
Yeah, here's.
He's Jewish!
And you're complaining about you're an oxymoron. Yeah.
Well, see,
he's a jumbo shrimp.
Here's why.
Jumbo shrimp. Kwanzaa.
Here's why I took a moment to I put my mic up and kept my mouth shut. Because I said a couple weeks ago I was going to make a concerted effort to.
Oh, that's right. I was here that day.
I said I would do that. And I, at the moment, I cannot comment on this without breaking that promise. So I chose to stay silent.
Is that why you're talking so soft?
Yeah, because he likes to get loud. He's very loud when he's angry.
I had a minute to think about it. And
Walt mad.
What's this clown's name?
Joshua Thirsty.
Joshua Thirsty Cunt. Great.
Thirsty Cunt.
You know, that's terrible. I am not a religious person. I'm not. Mikey, you're not. I feel safe enough to say that none of us here are overly religious, right?
Yeah, correct.
Okay. Kwanzaa.
No one else forces anyone else to believe to go along with their shit. Okay, I mean everyone understands Christmas time, whatever. Oh, great.
Scary it, I know. I don't like
I'm
it.
Waiting for
I it. Like it. I like this. It's always silent before the storm.
Yeah, I'm talk.
I mean, so we all get it. I mean, they're playing freaking Christmas music already on WNIC or whatever.
They before started playing Thanksgiving?
That. Yeah, so racist. Like what? They started playing in November 1st. They started playing it. Yeah. I wouldn't know that. I mean, Christmas is everywhere. You literally can't get away from it. It's a part of our culture. So when I hear these walking jackasses say how all these people are against Christmas or it's a war on Christmas, go to a freaking mall.
Did you say freaking?
I went to freaking Lowe's a month ago to get God knows what. I think I was getting light bulbs or something. There was a giant freaking minion dressed up as Santa Claus. There's a big Christmas. It was October 10th. And there was Christmas decorations up. Because they took off your precious little snowflakes on your stupid Starbucks coffee cup that you spent way too much money on, you ignorant jackass. Go to fucking Tim Hortons then and get an ice cap. They have little snow mountains on it. That'll make you happy. Get a cookie.
I could have used an ice cap.
Get a Christmas tree. Sounds cookie. Good. God, you son of a... I hope that at least two times a month for the rest of your life, you stump your pinky toe on your coffee table.
Maybe every time you put on a pair of socks, they're just slightly turned and uncomfortable all day.
I just...
Oh, that's so terrible.
People like this, and it go. And here's the thing, it goes both ways. The people who complain, they're forcing a religion on me. Get over it, all right? You know, here's the thing, I'll believe that you don't like Christmas and Christmas is offending you if you don't accept presents. Don't accept presents then. Or just say, hey, I don't want to participate in Christmas. And you know what people are going to say? Okay.
It's so cheap.
No one cares.
I hope everyone in my life doesn't want to have Christmas.
You can go ahead and jump up on it. Hell, you can even decide, I'm going to protest Thanksgiving this year. Great.
Who doesn't want to eat all that food?
If it wants to make you happy, you think you'll feel better about yourself, do it. But do me a favor, shut up about it, because I don't care. I don't care. It's your belief. That's great. Good for you. I don't care about your stupid beliefs. And just... And also, hey, moron, bragging about I carried my gun in. You are the problem with people like you. You are the problem with the Second Amendment idiots out there. You're the issue. You're why everyone just thinks you're all morons. You are the poster child. You are giving you offended every single demographic that you're a part of with your stupidity. You offended good. Christians. You offended people who I don't fucking know what gun rights advocates and shit.
And
you made everyone look dumb by talking. This is the problem with social media. It gives people the ability to be idiots in front of everyone, and then you have a small section of other like-minded morons who think, yeah, this guy's really making a stand. So now we're going to have a bunch of stupid idiots holding up the stupid line of Starbucks and making it longer because I got to stand there to get my girlfriend a freaking double latte ice cold mocha jumpity Jack Jill.
Those are good.
Have you ever had one?
Those are basically the ones with the extra side.
And the screen is frozen. I can't get out of the screen now.
Now you have to look at his face.
No.
I think my main problem with this is it all comes down to when someone says you're taking away my freedom, I want my freedom back. I'm going to do this. Well, then you're technically taking away their freedom for you to be able to do what you want.
It's a fucking compromise.
It's a fucking compromise.
You say what you want, I'll say what I want. I'm a hero, you're her, we're all fucking heroes. Okay.
Right.
Don't they put a fucking Sharpie at the end of the Starbucks line? You can draw your own goddamn snowflakes.
You know what offends me? When I walk into a bar and they have a Cleveland Cavaliers game on. I don't want any bar to ever have a Cleveland Cavaliers game on because it offends me. You know what else offends me? I don't like the Dallas Cowboys because Greg Hardy's on their team, so no one should show the Dallas Cowboys at all. How about that?
Yeah.
I agree. Fuck the Cowboys. Fuck LeBron.
Mm-hmm.
I'm offended by fucking LeBron's hairline. It's weird.
Does it really bother you that much?
Yeah, because sometimes it's there, sometimes it's not. Depending on what surgery he got that day. Or how much
surgery
sharper he had.
What kind of fade he got.
We're taking a break, guys.
Yeah, we're 5 minutes over. We'll be back soon. Rage over.
Time and rock a rhyme. I said it's not that easy. It's tricky to rock around, that's right, on time is tricky.
How is it, Dave?
It's tricky,
tricky, tricky.
It's tricky to rock around, that's right, on time is tricky.
Yeah, that's that Legend of Zelda stuff right there. If you like that, then you like the Geek Bit Collective. I'm Lord Mikey, and me and my partner Sinister talk about all things geek. Video games, comic books, movies, TV shows. So check us out live Saturday, 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. on CaveRadioBroadcasting.com or download the Cave Radio app from your iOS App Store or Google Play Store. That's Cave Radio, all one word.
I'm Mikey.
I'm Walt.
And we have a radio show Mondays here on Cave Radio Broadcasting.
It's called Really.
From 10 p.m.
to 12 midnight.
So you can give us a call at the phone number,
313-879-5059.
Or you can hit us up on the Cave Radio app.
Go to the Apple App Store or Google Play Store. Cave Radio app, all one word.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. It's a quick break. We went over a little bit, so we took a quick break.
We're back.
Walt and Heather have one more story each for the Really News, and then we'll go to our Periscope topic.
Heather, you can go ahead. You can fire this one out.
Okay.
You can start off first.
She wasn't ready, I guess.
Yeah.
She wasn't ready. I just had it. Hang on. Oh, got it. And got it. Okay.
All right.
And she lost it.
Okay. It's called Coked Up Lady Leaves Feces Smeared Sex Toy on Someone's Porch, Pulls Gun on Bystanders.
So she sex toyed her booty hole.
Let's find out.
Or maybe she just shit on it and just like, this is a shitty sex toy.
By all accounts, 56-year-old Chris Wimmer.
56?
56. That's my mother's age. Had a pretty busy Saturday night. Wimmer was spotted leaving a sex toy smeared with dog feces and a blow-up sex doll on the porch of a Johnson County, Indiana home.
So, hold on, wait.
That poor dog.
It's a sex toy
in Johnson
left
County.
In Johnson.
Yes.
Continue.
Why would she do such a thing?
Because that's
a
great question. Everybody asks.
Well, I think you said it in the title.
Wimmer was looking for an old classmate's house so that she could pull a prank. Because leaving shit-smeared sex toys on someone's property is definitely the kind of Halloween shenanigan befitting a 56-year-old.
I mean, that's better than toilet paper in my bush.
Unfortunately, things didn't end there. While pulling off her hilarious practical joke, Wimmer was spotted by two men who were presumably wondering what the hell was up. Naturally, she pulled a gun on those guys when they boxed her car in with their truck. Oh, yeah, did I forget to mention that she was armed when she was dropping off the shit-smeared sex toys? And you know what else she had on her? Cocaine. Honestly, that's...
Because, of course, she did.
Why not?
They didn't have a half and half, did they?
It just goes on. Deputies then arrested her for possession of cocaine, pointing a firearm at someone, and possessing said firearm without a license. It turns out her troubles might not be ending there, as her handgun is being tested to determine if it was one used in a recent unsolved shooting.
Still hasn't figured it out.
No, he's not.
What?
So Benny went to the during the break. Benny went to the store for us, and he asked us everyone what we wanted. and Walt was like, Walt said a water, and then changed it to Gatorade. You said water.
Then changed it to Gatorade.
And then Benny said, I'm going to get a water. And then I said, yeah, let me get a half and half from those Arizona iced teas.
Yeah. I
So he walked in and he handed me smart water, which is just funny in itself. And I just looked at him and I was like, you forgot what I wanted, didn't you? And he was like, huh, I don't get it.
This is good.
Thank Kwanzaa. You, Benny. Is it raining out?
Yes, oh, it is raining.
Oh, okay, fucker.
So, oh, no.
So this chick got coked up, looked for an old classmate's house.
To pull a prank on.
And she put a shit smeared.
She's 56, so what was that, 50 years ago? No, what? 40. 40 years ago.
She wants to put a sex toy in her 6-year-old friend's fucking...
How smart was she to all of a sudden be in high school at 6?
give me some smart water.
No! That's not going to... It's got electrolytes.
That's not how that works.
That's better for you anyway, Mikey.
Oh, man. So, okay. So, let's see if I know her. Let's see if I know... Let me channel my inner dipshit.
Oh, my God. That's my mom, huh? The Heather?
She did say that's her mom's age.
I did.
Yeah.
See what we did there?
Yeah. I'm going to go. Oh, hello.
Drink.
Take a drink. Yeah, there is. So she's 56.
Yes.
Old high school.
Yes.
And decided. Now, okay. How did the story state how she got the feces, the dog feces?
No. And
my thought process, she shoved it up
a
dog's ass.
No.
See, that's why I said poor dog.
No, yeah. I guarantee she picked it up with her hands and smeared it on.
So let me ask you, guarantee it? You're guaranteeing it. This lady who says, I was looking for a high school person.
You're right, she was coked up.
Yeah.
Guaranteeing.
She probably shoved it up the dog's ass.
Yes. Yeah.
I wouldn't put it past her.
It was a sex doll, though.
What kind of dog? You think it was a shih tzu?
Nah.
Hey, oh. I tell you. No respect.
Really?
Yeah, it worked. Walt, your story.
All right. Mine comes out of Omaha.
Oh.
Omaha, what woman bitten by tiger after breaking into zoo?
Nebraska, the state that just beat Michigan State.
Way to go. An intoxicated woman, was bitten by a tiger as she broke into a zoo and tried to pet the animal, police said. Jacqueline Edie, 33.
Wait, sorry. I thought she meant she was trying to pet the animal police.
At
first, put a comma. Officer, come here. You're so pretty. No, don't worry about the dog. Just let me pet you.
My grandma. Grandma's
been a prank. That's Heather's grandma again.
Pretty bird.
Oh, she's 33. It's really like Heather's like
aunt.
Cousin.
Second cousin.
Jacqueline Edie, 33, reached into the predator's cage after she allegedly entered Henry Dorley Zoo in Omaha, Nebraska early Sunday, just hours after Halloween. There was no merciful repeat of Daniel the Lion's Den, however. And Edie suffered a severe trauma to her left hand, the Omaha Police Department said in a statement. She was driven to the hospital by a friend. Wait, so there is someone there watching her do this?
Letting her do this?
Yeah.
Let's see where this goes.
Hold on. How do you know that she didn't actually make friends with the tiger after he bit her? And the tiger drove her to the hospital.
I feel really bad about that.
That's very feasible.
Hey, I get it now.
Bear drive car.
Where police say Edie was aggressive and showed signs of intoxication by alcohol or drugs. She was cited for criminal trespass and remained at the hospital for treatment Sunday. The tiger involved was said to be an 18-year-old Malayan tiger called Mai.
Not even old enough to drink.
According to the zoo. The incident is still under investigation. What else are you investigating?
Wait, the tiger's name was Mai?
M-A-I, yeah.
So, like, anytime the trainers went over, just like, let me talk to my tiger.
and then the Omaha Police Department just absolutely trolled this woman on Facebook by posting, just in case you had any doubt, if you pet a tiger, you would most likely get bitten.
I've never had that doubt. There's a couple of doubts I've never had. One, I don't doubt that herpes will always come back. And I don't doubt that if I try to pet a tiger, it would bite me.
I have that assumption about most wild animals.
I normally. Animal I have that assumption about most things yeah, that I try
yeah.
to
pet. I just assume
women,
like,
men, tigers.
Why don't men? Try to. Yeah.
Why wouldn't you pet a man? Don't discriminate. It's PC
bite
world, dog.
PC,
world.
Bro.
Because it bite you. That's
PC principle, bro. Yeah, so, according to the zoo officials, if you try to pet a tiger.
No, the police department.
According to the police department.
My question is, how the fuck did you get in the zoo? Like, I'm trying to think how you'd break into the Detroit Zoo. And
okay,
I just...
yeah, that's the Detroit Zoo, though. It's called the Detroit Zoo.
Whoa.
We all looked
surround
around.
Surround sound.
We got serious here.
Is this from the Bourne movies?
It just sounds like something that somebody's trying to break into a zoo.
Oh, PC, bro.
He didn't say PC, it. Bro. Oh, boo.
Oh,
boo, South Park.
Sexual harassment, panda.
So
wait, here we go.
Every time I see South Park, that's what I think of.
I wanna be PC. It's just the way to be for me and you. Your hateful slurs are through. I call wee wee on you. You're PC black and blue. We are language police fighting bigotry. Hurtful words can suck our turds, cause it's PC for me! And you! Woo woo! Yeah!
Oh. That's so catchy!
Yeah, just like AIDS.
So catchy, just like AIDS. No, I still like the sexual harassment panda song.
Don't say that. Don't touch there. Don't be nasty, says the silly man.
Seriously, maybe one of the greatest episodes ever, though.
Dude, they're all great. This whole season.
I mean, this season has been amazing for South Park.
Yeah.
So, okay. Now we're going to go into our Periscope moment. Our Periscope topic.
I say moment.
Because that's sometimes you just want to make it feel special.
Special moment.
A shared moment.
I want Nikki's job, by the way.
Oh, and he was on Periscope the other day?
Yeah. He's been on Periscope like all weekend.
Who?
Yeah, it's because
Nikki from the Chive.
It's because Dane's doing so much fucking work there now.
Oh, Nikki.
Nikki's got free time.
Yeah.
What?
Never mind.
Say it.
Well, because I'm on my Periscope account, it's for really. Uh-huh. And yeah. You follow Nikki. This entire time, I thought Nikki was a girl, and I never clicked on it because I thought I was a girl.
Oh, wow.
So it just clicked.
Yeah, it just hit me that every time I see Nikki is live, it's not a girl. Literally just hit me.
Wow.
Really glad you guys cleared that up for me.
That's man. Pretty good stuff right there.
Once again, fellas, Heather's single. Well, she got a birthday coming up, so if you want to go ahead.
So she's getting older, so yeah. Her standards are getting lower.
Yeah, I mean, guys, you can show up to visit her at Downtown Shenanigans and talk with her and help her get, you know, Wednesday morning off so she can hang out with you, and then she'll, you know, just stand you up.
No!
Yeah.
I didn't stand him up.
Sure. I think you did.
You stood somebody up? That's mean.
It sounds so like you.
And it was an accident. Okay, let me just... Really quick. What would you do in this situation? Walt wants you to hang out and with his baby and go to the...
Game over. I heard hang out with Walt.
We did. No, that's we it. Did have plans. And I fully understand that.
And then, I got her a day off of work.
Oh.
Quote, unquote.
What's that, quote-unquote?
What does that have to do with anything?
I don't know. Yeah. I didn't sound again.
I helped you get the day off of work. Okay.
Assisted. Assisted. Anywho, so I get the day off work, and we're supposed to go to the cider mill, and then my mom and sister start heckling me that they don't see me. I'm a terrible daughter. I'm a terrible sister. I never hang out with them. So I felt like a piece of pile of shit.
A piece of pile.
A piece of pile of shit. Not the whole
pile.
Just a piece of it.
You're not the whole pile.
You didn't even feel that bad. You were just like, you know what? I'm not a pile of shit, but I'm a piece of this piece pile of shit. So let me become a pile of shit now.
I will admit to this section of the pile over here, but fuck the rest of that. Fuck that. That's not me. That's not me, yeah, bro.
I'm a piece by myself over
I'm
here.
I'm just a small group.
That's a whole different shit China over China there. World.
I'm just a piece of shit.
It's like, you're so dejected by yourself, just like, I'm just a piece of shit. I wish I was this pile of shit.
I wish I was
really
the whole pile.
Be worse.
I'd rather be a whole pile than just a piece.
Oh. I'm just a pile of shit now.
It's like, I'm just a bill.
Sitting on Capitol Hill? Really?
What?
That's what it reminded
what
me
just
of.
What just happened?
I'm just a piece of shit sitting in this toilet.
Oh my god.
Away from the rest of the pile.
I have my what the fuck moment.
So what would you do in that situation?
I'd go with Walt.
Number one, I would be angry that the rest of the pile of shit has segregated.
So did you tell them, oh, hey, Walt got me the day off, and then they're like, oh, then do they guilt you into it, or...
Or
did you mention a word of hanging out with Walt?
I did. I said I have plans already, and they're like, you're not even going to be home for your birthday with your twin sister. They literally played the card up.
Oh.
Like, the guilt trip to them.
Okay, now here's the thing. I could have forgiven that. Had it not been 1 o'clock when I text you.
I know,
hey,
the whole day.
Where are you? Yeah.
I know.
Because we were supposed to like meet up at like 1. And that's why I text her at 1. Ooh. Oh, I forgot.
No, you didn't forget.
Oh, you lied. Oh. You are.
No, Walt, you read the text. You, first of all, it was at 1:25. He texted
doesn't
me.
Doesn't matter. So you're already late. You're 25 minutes late.
Yeah, but I didn't say.
Yeah,
but. I didn't
you're
say,
digging yourself deeper, piece of shit.
You're getting closer and closer to that pile.
No, I didn't say I forgot. I forgot to text you.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
You're turning into compost, sweetheart.
So I text her at 1:23. What up, princess? And she responded with, at 1:25, she responded, shit, sorry, I meant to text you way earlier. I decided
you put it off because you felt guilty
to my mom and sister because I haven't seen them since August. LOL.
No, you put it. You knew what was going on, and you put it off to the very end.
No, yes, I swear
yes, you
to
did.
Yes,
by the time she was out of the car in Marine City, she was like, "Oops, I forgot."
No, this sounds so bad because no one's gonna believe me. But I swear to God, I didn't. I'm trying not to text and drive as much. So when I was driving,
as much.
You know, there is that little microphone button on your texting.
It's still bad.
Where you can look at. You don't even have to look off the road and go, hey,
actually,
this is what's going to be
on
texting.
On the new Android, you can just be like, well, it's off and be like, hey, Android.
Yeah.
It'll turn on. My phone is hands-free now. Like, I can say, hey, Siri, and it just pops up, and I say,
all of
so-and-so.
Them.
What did you like to say? This. Would you like me to send it now? Yes. Sent. Nothing to do with your hands.
No excuses.
You guys, I fucked up. I get it. I really just wanted that.
I just wanted that. I forgive you.
All is well in the world now.
I forgive you. I don't know why it does.
So let's get into our best fights. Someone on Periscope just asked if the best fight topic was still open. Yes, best fight is still best fight topic. Still open. You can totally chime in on this.
I love the fact
best fight.
Miss Fish, she commented on Facebook. Any fight at Coach's Corner College Night.
Rest in peace, Coach. Yeah. Which is true.
Oh, yeah.
Kirsten just group message said, I believe her because she's kind of a flake. You are the worst.
L7 weenie.
L7 weenie.
She keeps calling me an
and
L7
that's
weenie.
That's coming from her best friend.
Our good friend Jen on the Facebook posted Eastland Mall. A giant dude was getting the crap beat out of him by this tiny guy because the big dude had to hold up his pants the entire time and couldn't fight back. The little guy started throwing chairs at the big guy. It was crazy. There was also a fun girl
fight.
This
is why you have belts and wear your pants. There was also
security had to pick up a bunch of weave after they took the girls into custody.
Reason number 17 why I don't go to Eastland.
Oh, yeah, I haven't gone there since I worked there.
Tuesday night, the shenanigans in Kalamazoo back in the day would have to be one of my best fights. Newports, weave, and then I got punched in the throat by a 300-pound woman that day. And then I shoved her into a dumpster.
I've got countless
So
Phil's got a few
I've got countless.
Give us your first one.
Phil, you don't have any stories about
that. Oh, we got a guy
of weed? Do you know where I work? There's a bunch of weed.
Guys.
Hey.
I can't watch. There's not enough time to read comments. I just lost the guy's story because you wouldn't shut the fuck up.
This is what we do on radio is talk.
No, but you don't talk over.
Oh.
So go ahead. Neil, go ahead and send it again. He just wrote no worries. So he'll send it again. So we're going to wait 2 seconds for him to resend it, hopefully.
1,000.
2,000. Phil, go ahead with your story and then we'll go ahead and we'll go. Hotel grad party. Sorry.
Hotel grad party? Yep. There's not even one I could say on air. Oh.
Okay, so Neil was at a hotel grad party.
Okay.
He was waiting for an elevator. He was room hopping, which, as you should do. I'm agreeing with this so far. This story sounds good so far.
Was he invited into those other rooms?
I would hope so.
Hmm.
See Batman, everybody? Girl stabs a guy in the throat with a bottle.
Holy
fuck! What city was this in, Neil? He hit on the wrong girl. Yeah.
I would say so.
Oh my god. Wow, that is officially So hey baby, wanna come back to my room? Stab! What?
Game changer.
That's gonna be a deal breaker for me. Safely say he did not get laid that night.
He got poked for sure.
He did not do the game.
No, Neil says he deserved it. Why would you deserve getting stabbed in the neck?
That's a little overboard.
I want to know.
Was he being creepy?
Was he trying?
Would you stab somebody in the neck for being creepy?
If they stalked me to my room, yeah.
Yeah, he was being creepy.
Okay.
I mean, was he like trying to
if he was trying to get in my room, fuck yeah,
or something, and then
did he get stabbed in the neck because he was like trying to go further when she kept saying no?
They just call the cops. It's rape.
Yeah. Anytime you say no.
Rape whistle.
A thought just popped in my head. When you were yelling, guys, 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 all I could think of was Dumb and Dumber.
Guys, guys, guys. Yeah. All right, Phil, you have to give us a story. Because, look, everyone knows you work at Old Shenanigans. Okay?
Honestly, there's so many. The one that I missed over the weekend, I'm kind of upset about.
Tell us about that one.
I'm kind of upset I missed it.
I am, because it was one of the guys that used to work there with us. And he's a well-known fighter in the Downriver area.
Okay.
I guess.
Oh, I actually heard about this because I saw him later on that night after.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess a couple of guys wanted to test that theory
that he was a fighter.
Yeah.
He only has one loss, and that was by a decision.
In the cage.
Yeah.
He's a badass.
Oh, he's an actual fighter?
Yeah. Yes. Oh. He fights in the cage.
Yeah.
So
He's actually probably going to be on our show soon.
Is he?
Yeah.
Oh, good for him.
He's a good friend. I've known the guy for over 10 years.
Yeah. But I guess two or three guys decided to test that how strong are you theory.
Oh, I always hate guys like that.
And it didn't end up, well, too good for them. One got taken down really hard with one punch.
Oh,
and then it just so happens that two more of the guys that used to work there jumped in. One being a hillbilly. We all know hillbilly.
Wait, to take on this guy?
To take on the one... No, there was three guys that was going to fight... The one MMA guy. Fighter.
Oh, okay, yeah. So they didn't jump in to take on the ex-employee. They jumped in to help him.
Yes, they jumped in to help him. One being, we all know, hillbilly.
Yep, was a hillbilly. Yeah.
And the other one we know has a slight anger issue.
Oh, okay.
That doesn't narrow it down.
Well, he doesn't work there anymore. There's very few of those that get fired for anger issues.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay, got it.
Yeah, there you go. Popped in.
Yep.
And, they ended up...
Winning
rather decisively. Yeah. Rather decisively.
First round victory.
Yeah, it didn't even go to the cards. Far from the cards.
Oh, man.
Far.
Yeah.
Oh, crap. All right, well. Yeah.
Violence is not the answer.
Sometimes it is.
What if the question is, what does V-I-O-L-E-N-C-E spell?
Yeah.
Then what's the answer? what?
Violence.
Violence. This is going to be the greatest fight I ever witnessed.
This series right now.
Fight I witnessed.
Yeah. I would like to see Walt against the Starbucks guy. I think that would be a good fight.
Can we get that?
I'm a nonviolent person, sir.
He plays hockey, but he's nonviolent.
That's in life, I'm nonviolent.
Double in time.
Talk about what goes on the ice.
It's a whole different world.
Don't worry about it. Yeah, it's different. Craziest fight I ever witnessed is actually, I'm going to have to go with in college, actually not at the bar. So funny enough, I was up at Central visiting some friends one weekend, and we were at one of my buddies. He was in one of the frats, whatever. So we were at a party, and a couple guys from another frat like kind of crashed it.
Whoa!
And
it's never good.
Yeah, I mean they were there looking for some trouble, and it just one little thing sparked it. I think it was over a girl, basically.
It usually is.
It tends to lean that way a lot of times, doesn't it?
Yeah, right. Yeah, over some broad and. They started fight in the house. It poured to the outside of the house, into the front yard, and it was roughly 50 people fighting.
Damn.
And I was in the middle of it, and at one point, I looked around. I'm like, I don't even know who I'm supposed to be hitting anymore. So I had the guy next. I had one guy. We kind of grabbed each other. We looked at each other. And we're like, I don't know. Like, who do you know? I know this guy. Who do you know? I know this guy. I don't know who that guy is. I don't know who that guy is either. So we just kind of like looked like we were fighting.
We don't really want to fight.
Also, you're like extras in a movie.
Everyone else is going. Like, I mean, it was no joke about 50 guys like in this yard fighting, and this for roughly like maybe 10 minutes. And then we just kind of started break it up, started to pull people off and break people up. And cops showed up, obviously, because it's Mount Pleasant. Mm-hmm. And we didn't just have the police. We had Mount Pleasant police, campus police, and reservation police, because there's three different police forces in Mount Pleasant. And everybody just booked it. And I remember I ran back into the fucking house and went to the basement with, like, 10 other people were hiding in the basement, shut the lights off.
We
hear the cops walk around. Yeah, we hear the cops walk around upstairs.
Oh, they must have went home.
Nobody here.
What's in the basement? Oh, nothing, just some old stuff. yeah, I mean, I wasn't worried because that was before I discovered the devil's nectar, as they call it. That was before I started drinking. I mean, I was underage, but I wouldn't have gotten in trouble or anything because I couldn't prove I was fighting anybody, which I wasn't.
You were at a college and you weren't drinking.
Yeah, I didn't know until I was 21. Fun fact.
Really? No, really good. Yeah. I mean, so did I.
Yeah, me too. Drinking until I was like 18.
Oh, okay.
Where the hell's out there, Heather?
I didn't drink in high school.
It's great.
Yeah. Am I the only one that had fun in high school?
Heather, you didn't do a lot of things in high school.
No.
Huh?
My family owns a bar.
It's sarcastic there, Phil.
It's a lot I did not do.
So, Heather, craziest fight you've ever seen?
Oh, I don't surround myself with that, so I don't.
You've never
don't
seen surround that.
You don't have to surround yourself.
We're not saying you went out and looked for one. We're saying did something transpire in front of you.
I mean, I'm just saying.
Mine is going to be one I'm involved in, but something you could have just seen.
I think it was at Shenanigans. It was like opening day, like the first year opening day for Tigers.
Things always happen. There's always a fight. Everyone fights.
It was just crazy busy in there, and there was a couple fighting at the bar rail, and at one point the girl got up and broke her beer bottle on the counter and like went in a stabbing motion to her boyfriend. But the best part, I mean, that's not crazy, but
like I said, but here's the best part.
That's but the good, best though. Part is the fact, this cute little server that used to work with us, she went up to the broken glass piece and started picking them up while she's still like stabbing motion.
Let me clear this
yeah,
up.
She's like, I don't want you to she's slip like, and she fall like on grabbed glass. A broom and she's picking it up like
as
yeah,
someone's
out
trying
of the
to be
way.
Stabbed.
Yeah.
That's
she
pretty
was
good.
Adorable.
I like that.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that's great. All right, so now I have two. One was some shenanigans, and the other one is like something that happened with my family. All right, so that's good.
Ooh, those are the best.
So we'll go to the shenanigans one. There's this one where these guys were trying to get in, but the girls were being fucking bitches. So security was like, can't come in, sorry, you can't come in anymore. They went to go stop the guy from going in the door, and the one dude went and slapped the security guard's hand down, right? So security grabbed him and threw him up against the elevator. This is in the little foyer area. And threw him against the elevator, and there was this is like a group of like seven, right? Like two guys and the rest are women, and a baby.
Oh, yeah! Yeah!
So I was here for that shit.
I remember that one.
So the lady grabs the security guard, pulls him back. He's like, he turns around, not realizing who's on him. Pushes the lady, trips, falls back, and knocks the fucking baby out of the stroller. Oh my god!
Oh yeah. In case you're wondering, the time it was like 11 o'clock at night. Right?
Yeah, it was very late. Yeah.
So that was that one, and then my other one is that's with my family. My cousin Skip and I, we lived above Nikki's on the fifth floor, like fucking 2007 to 2009, and his brothers, my cousins Paulie and Mark, were coming over. Came over, and it was after we actually weren't that drunk. I don't even think we were drunk.
That's what they all say.
No, I think we were like, this was before us going out. Like, they came over and they were all going to hang out, and like, maybe weed was smoked. Maybe. I don't even know if we were there that long. I'm pretty sure we were coming back with Mark and Paulie, and we're walking up, and something happened. I don't know what the fuck sparked this, but a group fucking fight happened. And, okay, yeah, actually, Skip was in the apartment. So we're going at it, and I see Skip out of the corner of my eye come out of the apartment. And then this motherfucker, he had never fought before. Never. Skip's like 21 at this point, maybe. And he just comes in and Superman punches some motherfucker, knocks him out. Everyone stopped because he came out of fucking nowhere. And everyone was just like, fight's over. Fight's over. That's the winning move.
We're done.
Wow. We're going to go back to our loft we're done now, here. And you guys lost your lives.
And we're done here.
Yeah.
Set the precedent.
So, yeah, it's crazy because it's like and if you know Skip now, Skip can fucking get into it if he wants to. He never was like that. Never. When he was younger. It was ridiculous how fucking much of a pacifist he was. But that was his first time, man. It was a Superman punch.
Hell, Skip.
So, yeah. Now we're going to go into our what the fuck moments, everybody. For those of you just listening, just tuning in for the first time, number one, what took you fucking so long?
Get your life together.
Yeah, you know, you're missing out on one of the greatest fucking programs ever. But what the fuck moments are pretty simple. There could be something that happened in your life. It could be negative that just make you stop. You know, just give a look at whatever the fuck is going on and just go, what the fuck was that? Or it can be something positive.
Looking at you.
Or like it can be something like you just saw that there are clipped on man buns.
Oh my god, are you watching the...
Are you looking at fucking man buns right now, dude? Are you just like wishing you had hair?
It's on fucking Facebook.
He's wishing he had hair.
No, it's on Facebook. It popped up on Facebook.
Oh, those are fucking fake.
Yeah.
That's not even real. Like, you don't even have a lock.
Clip on man buns.
No. Can I put them on my ears and pretend I'm Princess
Leia? I know what I'm getting you for Christmas.
Hair. Oh, yeah. So, or it could be something positive that just made you stop and go, man, that was awesome. What the fuck? That never happens.
Clip on man buns.
So, we're going to start off with our guest, Sir Philip.
Oh, I'm going to start.
Yeah. Something that happened to you throughout your life. Negative
throughout my life.
Yes.
Life last week, time, yesterday, tomorrow, whatever the what the fuck moment it may be.
I don't think I could look into what the fuck moment tomorrow.
It could be.
Unless I was a time traveler.
Hey, stranger things have happened.
Yeah.
Especially in this room.
Well, of course, it's got to be downtown. There's so many just what-the-fuck moments in downtown.
This is true.
Yeah. It was actually a bum fight.
Yeah, bum fight.
Yeah. They were fighting over the corner that they were standing on.
That happens a lot.
It does, but it was near, right in the heart. Like, one was a flag waver, the other one wasn't. They were arguing that this is my corner, this is where I do this, and all that. The other one didn't agree with it. Next thing I know is one starts swinging. Think he might have came close to hitting the other one. Might have. And there was about four or five punches.
That landed?
No. Oh. That were thrown.
But didn't make it?
That didn't make it. One got close, but didn't make it. And then the other one got mad to where he started throwing back. Those didn't connect. And the next thing I know is one's got his pants down.
Oh.
Well, that escalated quickly.
Yeah, and that was just the...
Nobody's to fight a naked guy.
Yeah. No. After just one throw, pants came falling off, and it was just, oh, my.
No, that was. It's what we call what the fuck.
Yeah, that was the what the fuck.
Sixth or ten.
It started off good, like, yeah, we're about to see a bum fight, then the pants came down, and what the fuck.
Kirsten just texted me saying she once witnessed a fight over a sugar cookie.
Ooh.
Sounds crazy.
Between children or adults?
That's all I've got.
Yeah. Both.
Hey.
Benny?
So... This past Wednesday,
yeah, was recent.
I was got home from work, the gym, whatever. My brother goes, "Hey, we're going out." So I was like, "All right." He's like, "I got to go check out my friend Eric's new pad, and he lives down on the east side of Detroit, over off Whitaker and whatever." So we go to this bar. I'm not drinking. My brother and his friend are drinking. There's one other guy at one end of the bar, because we just went to this hole-in-the-wall bar called the Verner's on Sherry, or Sherry on Verner. It was on Verner Street. And we're sitting there, and there's one other guy sitting at one end of the bar, and I got another guy sitting at the other end of the bar, two old guys. And we're just chit-chatting just the way that we do, because me and my brother were pretty outspoken, so we make friends with anybody. And it turns to politics, and the one guy is liberal.
Oh,
on my side.
Never ends good.
And the other guy, well, on the other side, is conservative. Well, they start getting into it. So finally it comes down to this guy comes in all the time, or does he comes in whenever he gets his check.
Okay.
So he's sitting there arguing, and finally gets to the point where the other guy's like, "I'm going to kick you," because apparently I didn't know this when they were arguing, but the guy owns the bar that was at the end of the bar.
Oh, okay.
So he goes to throw this. He goes, "If you don't shut your fucking mouth right now, I'm going to kick it." So he ends up kicking this guy out. That's not the what the fuck moment. I mean, they're arguing. You're sitting there, and it's just us three in there, the two guys, and then the bartender named Cha-Cha. So,
is that the one?
So, but you could say, oh, that's what the fuck, is they're arguing back and forth, and finally they kick this guy out. Well, just before the argument starts, this guy comes up to me, and he's chatting my ear off for like 7 minutes about liberal policy, Bernie Sanders, and everything. Ooh. Like that, and he shakes my hand. He goes, "What's your name?" I say, "Benny." Shake hands, whatever. So after this guy gets kicked out, the owner's like, "Yeah, he was in here earlier trying to take his pants off and masturbate." I was like, "Oh, you could have told me that before he shook my fucking hand." So that's what my what the fuck moment is.
That's not cool. That's like,
"You could have told me that before I shook his fucking hand."
That is not good.
That was a twist ending.
Yeah, I knew you guys would like it.
Coming.
I was saving it for today.
And like Shyamalan, that stuff right there.
I mean, only one good movie. But
he's like, "Yeah, earlier he took his pants off and tried to masturbate." I was like, "You could have told me that before he shook his fucking hand."
Oh man, that's gross. All right, so we're gonna go with Walt next.
Oh god.
Because Heather and I have the
combined
what the fuck moment.
Dun dun dun.
Boom boom boom.
Well, my what the fuck moment is Wednesday. I was supposed to hang out with Heather.
Could we interject into that just again?
Yeah, right. No, I'll leave you alone. I'll leave you alone now. I did want to give you some grief on the show.
No, was
that,
you're
was
fine.
That really
rightfully
this Wednesday
so.
That just happened?
Yeah.
Yeah. Rightfully so. He's 100%, 99% right.
No, he's 100%.
He's 100.
I'm 100.
You already admitted to it, and yeah. So there for whatever 1% you think you have is null and void.
All right, fine. Continue. I will lose this battle every time.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, you come with... Never mind. I'll leave.
Anyway.
Anywho.
I don't know what that was.
What's going on over there?
Nothing. Go on.
Hey, honestly, I don't really... Nothing really too crazy or anything happened this week. Everything's really chill. I actually had a really solid week at work. Nothing too crazy.
I do enjoy me a good solid week.
I had a few of the usual like dumb shit things people say, but like I mean nothing that's just like
just typical bartender
shit. Yeah, not even what the I don't even go what the fuck anymore. I just go, oh, okay, you're dumb, and just you know move on.
It happens
on.
So frequently.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, it's just normal. But I will say
desensitized. That's the word.
I will. But I actually no. I will one thing. Positive, I guess you could say. What the fuck? Really positive. Went to the Wings game yesterday with the kid, my good friend Nick. And when we got to our seats, well, we had been there for not even 2 minutes. Like, kind of literally just sat down. And this was before the players were coming out, players that got out and everything. And this random lady just walked up to me, and she's like, "Your son is so adorable." I'm like, "Oh, thank you. Whatever. Here's a puck."
Oh. Ah. I was going to say, and then she dropped her pants.
Yeah.
Your son's so adorable. Make another one.
Where did that pop into your
right
head?
Right here on the joke.
Yeah, mind in the gutter over there.
Jeez. No, sorry. And it was, I mean, it was an official practice puck that the Red Wings used. It was like, it was fresh off the ice. Like, it's still, nice. It still had.
Still cold?
Yeah, still cold. It still had a little bit of the ice residue on it when she gave it to me. And gave it to Wyatt. He enjoyed it, chewed on it. And then the game started. The Star scored a goal. And he said, "Fuck this, I'm going to sleep."
Yeah. Did she work there? Or did she?
No, no. It's just random. She was sitting like maybe three rows behind us.
That's really nice.
I mean, the one bad thing I will say about her is that she said he almost missed out because of the jersey he was wearing. I was like, "How
you do not
hate on 52?
Whoa,
you do not hate on 52."
Kwanzaa.
Yeah.
She was crossing a territory.
Yeah, I know, but she's really nice. Everyone at the game yesterday was just really nice, and I mean, it was because I had a baby,
right?
But, you know, so that can be my what the fuck.
It's a good what the fuck. All right, so for Heather and I, and you did snort your nose off. So everyone knows that I had put my 2 weeks in at Shenanigans. And I finished it out. Friday was my last day. And what a motherfucking doozy of a last day it was.
Seriously, like,
we like
bad.
Doozies.
So we're going to start off with Heather kicking the story, because she was the one originally handling this the first couple that we're talking about.
Yeah, the first so it was a set of two couples who decided to sit, like, a couple chairs away from each other. Which
apart,
was,
just one chair.
Oh, okay, yeah, right. One chair apart from each other. They started off really cool. I think, Mikey, you ended up taking their order.
Mm-hmm.
And they were... Oh, I brought them their drinks, their beer, and a shot. They were very cool. Loud, but they were cool. And then it just escalated from there.
These are the two couples going back and forth, or...?
No. So the first couple, they were sitting in the middle of the bar. They were pretty silent for most of the excitement. It started because their food came out, and the food runner supposedly dropped off the food rudely.
Disrespectfully.
Oh, yeah.
He said he threw it down and he delivered it to the man instead of the woman first, which is ridiculous if you saw the bar rail that we had, because it was full and there's no way it was going to fit in between people.
Mm.
So that started off their annoyance.
He wasn't. That pissed him off. Oh, no, that was it. That was it. He was fucking pissed off. And manager was back there.
Yeah.
Manager was talking to him, telling him that he was going to take care of it, and apparently something else was wrong with the food.
Yeah, she had taken a bite of her food, and it was instantly cold, so she, you know, slides it away, doesn't like it, wants a new one. Manager says, "We'll get you one on the fly. It'll come right out. Whatever. We'll take care of you."
So, as the manager's talking to them, dude starts getting stupid.
Yeah.
Dude starts getting ignorant. Like, he just starts cursing.
Typically.
And things like that. And manager walks away, goes in the back to get the food taken care of. And the guy's still going. He's like, this is bullshit, blah, blah, blah. Like, and then, I think, is that when he called you a name at first?
No.
I know he was being racist.
Yeah, he was calling the food runner every name you could think of. Specifically one name, but I will not repeat it.
Walt, say it.
Because it's really bad.
Rhymes with Chica.
But it's just, it was awful. So the food comes out. A different food runner brings the food out. Mind you.
Okay, no, hold on. So here's the thing. When that food went back, this dude was being ridiculous at the
point. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So I went in the back and I said, hey, to the managers, I was like, don't even fix that food. How this guy is acting right now at the bar, I'm not serving him anymore. Heather's not serving him anymore. He is being ridiculous. He is being rude. He is cursing. He is flipping out. We're done. He's cut off. We are not giving him anything. Tell him to leave.
And he was being very disruptive. Like, at this point, he was shouting
down across the bar.
Threatening to choke the food runner out over this situation. Like, just ridiculous.
Ah, shenanigans.
Literally said, I would have choked him out if I wasn't inside of this restaurant.
So, I manage, all of a sudden,
peacocking, was he?
Manager's like, yeah, I'll be right out there. And I said, okay. So I go back out to the bar, and now by the time now he's going, like, he said something else to you by this time. And,
well, the food came out literally within 5 minutes. Like, it was on the fly, came right out. He had ordered a new one with the manager, specifically asked for a new one. It comes out in 5 minutes. He says, oh, I don't want this shit. It took too long. I don't want it anymore. Slides it away from me. Now I'm fucking pissed. Like, pissed. Because I heard you say that you wanted a new one. So don't fucking pull that shit. So right. I am insta-pissed. And so I angry
Instagram.
Give it back to him. And I'm like, sir, you asked for a new one of this specifically from my manager. And he said he would take care of you. Like, he brought you a new one within 5 minutes. Like, what's your problem? Basically, like, what's your problem? And he goes, well, it took too fucking long. I don't want it anymore. I'm like, okay, great. I'm going to ask you guys to leave. And I printed off their check, gave them boxes for their food. Mind you, this whole time that he's talking, he's still shoving a chicken wing in his mouth. Like, just ridiculous. So,
bitches be hungry.
I gave them boxes and essentially told them, like, cash out and get the fuck out. So at this point, he doesn't want to see my face anymore. Like, he's pissed at me. If I stay back there, he's just going to fucking whatever. So as soon as I walk away, he calls me a skank ass hoe.
What the fuck, man?
And I left the situation.
So then I start handling it. Now the
which I apologize for leaving, but I knew that I would have blown up at him.
And so I then hand him his tab. And I was like, just cash out, dude. Just cash out. And then he's still going. And then he starts saying, like, that fucking bitch asshole as you were gone. Right? And I was like, ah, what the fuck? So I go back and I get the man. I was like, dude, he's fucking flipping out right now. He's called Heather names to her fucking face. I told you he was done a half hour ago. Get him the fuck out of my bar.
Yeah.
So I go back to the bar. He's still going. I got the tab sitting in front of him. Manager comes up, starts talking to him in his ear. Just, I don't know what he said, but it was like a whisper. He's like, man, you probably gotta calm down. That's what I'm assuming. That's what I'm assuming. Because here's what was also going on while he was whispering in the guy's ear. He was also probably saying, by the way, I really like that tattoo you have under your eye. Did you kill somebody? I hope you could suck a good dick in prison.
You know, stop.
And then he was shaking the guy's hand too the whole time.
Yeah,
like being cool, being calm, everything. And I'm just like,
fuck that.
And I'm like, what the fuck is going on right now? So the guy finally, he's like, dude, throwing fucking money around. Like, he pulled out hundreds and twenties. He's like, I got that blue cheese. We got money up in here. We're fucking educated and shit.
I'm the king.
Yeah, he said something about he was a king. And I was just thinking in my head, I highly doubt you have any royal blood in you, but whatever. It's a good band, I guess. So I fucking like, dude, can you just cash out, please? He goes, yeah, I got you, my brother from another mother. And I'm okay. So I fucking take the money because, you know, he had to go through all those hundos to get to 220s to give me. And so I cashed him out, and it was like what something dollars and like 78 cents. I remember the 78 cents because I had no quarters. So I had to fucking grab 7 fucking dimes. A nickel and 3 pennies. So I was like, oh, great, awesome. So I put it down there, and I was like, there's your change, man. And he sees it, and he fucking flings the change at me. And he goes, you have a good day, man. I said, you die in a car accident on the way home, sir.
Where were the red shirt guys?
Front door.
I was telling them at this point, I had already told them to go over there, and they're like, "What's going on?" I'm like, "Why don't you fucking walk your lazy ass over there and go find out?"
So guys, like, you know what? You fucking go suck a dick. I said, "Sir, I'm not you. I don't enjoy the taste of cock in my mouth, so I need you to go ahead and keep that on yourself." And he just kept going. By this time, now the manager comes up and fucking security, and they're all fucking trying. Hey man, just, you know, security's like, you gotta go. Manager's still trying to fucking shake the dude's hand again. Yeah, fucking, he's like, the guy tried to give the manager his number or something like that, like, because, you know, again, he likes cock in his mouth, so he probably wanted to suck the manager off, and they're probably going to 69 each other. It's what I'm assuming. So it just escalated to the point where he's leaving and still yelling and shit, and I got fucking people that are there just because it's my last day, and one of them goes, "Dude, this should have been taken care of an hour ago when you said something." And I was like, "Yeah, I know. It should have been, but it wasn't." And this reaffirms the fact that I don't ever want to fucking work here again. Because there isn't a goddamn manager right now. Anybody. As much as I like my management staff, there isn't anyone that's fucking handling shit the way it should be handled. And that's why I fucking left. And because I can't fucking deal with that. I can't do it. If the fact that you allow people to act like that in your store that work there and that don't work there is just fucking bullshit. Fucking full of shit. So cut to later in the night. One of the servers comes up, and again, what's this like? It was 15 minutes after last call again this time. And she orders another, like a refill lemonade. And we had just gotten to this argument 2 weeks ago. The night that I almost walked out, this argument happened. I saw a ticket printing up. I didn't pay any attention to it. I didn't look at it. I figured it was like a don't make or something, because it's fucking 15 minutes after last call. You know, Benny's got a rule where last call and you got 15 minutes to make a drink. I'm like, no, fucking last call is this and it's nothing served after. It's how I've always been known about last call. When you say last call, you ask them what they want. If there's nothing being ordered within 5 minutes after that, nothing else is getting ordered.
Done.
No pops, no lemonades, no anything. Because now we got people sitting at, and this is why it always was, because now you have people at the bar. And if anyone at the bar sees you making more drinks, they're wondering why they can't get more drinks, and now it's a fucking complaint system. So, 15 minutes after last call, again, not paying attention. I don't even look at the fucking ticket, because I don't think it's anything. I go check for stuff in the cooler, and I go use the bathroom, and I come back. And the one fucking server, she's standing there just with this fucking look on her. No, Heather had just finished making this fucking lemonade.
Yeah.
And I had just come back from the bathroom, and as I'm walking behind the bar, she was like, "Well, he could." I guess someone was.
I was explaining why we don't make it after last call, and she still didn't get it.
See, the thing was, it was explained to her 2 weeks prior.
Yeah.
So she's still going, and then she goes, "Well, he could have said that instead of just walking away." And I was like, "Wait, what?" Like, first off, I don't even know what the fuck's going on.
Yeah.
But I automatically know, seeing her make a lemonade, and I'm annoyed as fuck.
Yeah.
So it clicks that, oh, that ticket was that fucking lemonade.
Mm-hmm.
And so I look at her, I said, "Are you fucking bitching right now?" And she goes, yeah, I am. I said, "Why don't you shut the fuck up and go fucking serve your table the fucking drink that you apparently waited way too fucking long to get, and now you're just running your fucking mouth off and still not taking it to the goddamn table." "Oh, you got balls now because it's your last day." "No, I don't have balls. I'm just not going to have to be polite to you anymore because I don't fucking work with you. You fucking suck. You're a piece of shit. Get the fuck away from my bar." This whole time, table is filming me. I think I'm going to be on World Star, guys.
Ooh. Celebrity.
Yeah, so she goes, "You're a piece of shit. You suck." And I say, "You know why you think I suck? Because I hate you. And I take fucking forever on your dumb shit. Because you don't fucking matter. One iota to me. Never have. Never will. You're horrible. You're a piece of shit human being. You're the worst thing to happen to humanity since fucking AIDS. Go away from me."
I don't think Mikey liked her.
Drops Mike.
I didn't drop.
Boom. There are worse things than AIDS.
Yeah, her.
And BuzzFeed.
And BuzzFeed.
And Jimmy Kimmel. BuzzFeed. And now this
now
dumbass.
Jimmy Kimmel, I thought it was Jimmy Fallon.
Yeah, Fallon, sorry. No, I love you, Jimmy Kimmel. Jimmy Fallon. And then now this dumbass pastor. You're on that list, too.
Yeah, seriously, though.
So, yeah, so.
Brendan Smith.
My last night had a lot of fucking. Fireworks.
It was.
It was a good way to go. Dude throwing change at me, me telling him I hope he dies in a car accident. Which, I mean, look, it happens. That's how it goes.
That's how it goes sometimes.
Yep. Sometimes you hope people die in a car accident. So that's our show, guys. Yeah, I swallowed too. I didn't even look.
And we're done here.
We're done. Game over.
Yeah, and I got to drive your ass home. Yeah, we really are done.
No, I think I'm going to catch a ride with Benny.
Oh, sweet.
He just found that out, by the way.
Yeah.
But it kind of clicked as we were during the show. I was like, wait, Benny lives over by me. He passes my house. I'll just ask Benny to give me a ride home.
So, Benny, Mikey's walking.
That's very positive.
So, Benny, can you give Mikey a ride home?
I guess so.
Sweet.
He lives about, actually, you know, 25 minutes past my place, but that's
past
out
place?
Of the way.
I live at 7 Mile, basically.
Yeah.
I live at Warren and Cadieu.
Oh, you live in my own fucking neighborhood.
I drive.
No, I live fucking 10 minutes past your place.
I drive past your place.
Oh, when you're going
when
to
I'm
work and stuff.
Going
okay.
To work. But if you need a ride, I'll give you a ride.
You still lived in fucking Mount Clemens.
No, I don't. I haven't lived in Mount Clemens.
In over a year?
Over a year.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that's how much I fucking know.
I've been to his house.
What a friend you are.
Yes. Well, but if you need a ride home, I'll give you a ride.
I don't have a job. He runs a place. He hasn't offered me anything. What a friend he is.
I don't have it in my budget.
Oh, you got budget.
Damn it. I'm on the budget.
Trust me, if I had something to offer you, I'd offered it to you.
I know.
It would have already come.
All right, guys. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for listening yet again. Another great week here on Really the Show. Right here live on Cave Radio Broadcasting. Check us out on our Facebook, facebook.com/Really the Show.
Twitter at Really the Show. And that's the first time we said that, so everyone should be drinking.
Yeah. Instagram at Really the Show.
And our Periscope. You can follow all of our topics at Really the Show. Check us out, reallytheshow.podbean.com for our podcast. You can also check us out, Really the Show, on iTunes. Thank you again so much, everybody. We love you guys for listening, and we will talk to you soon.
Kwanzaa.
Play hockey.